USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the day President Trump signs an executive order on police reform, senators on Capitol Hill are taking a look at some of the policies of force used by the police. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump made a strong stance about police chokeholds.
Apparently the president came out with a call to abolish chokeholds. Seems to me that it's come time for us to move on from chokeholds.
The price tag for dealing with the economic damage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic will near $2.5 trillion, and that does not include any future bills currently being debated. The nonpartisan CBO reported the four emergency relief bills passed so far will add $2.4 trillion to the nation's deficit. More stimulus is being bantered about on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence on the road in Iowa touring Winnebago Industries, telling the employees there that the economy is reopening thanks to President Trump's leadership.
You know, thanks to the leadership of President Trump and Governor Kim Reynolds and all the good people of the Hawkeye State, I'm proud to report to you, here and across America, we slowed the spread. We flattened the curve. We saved lives. And that's why we're opening up America again. You did it.
The vice president also blaming the media for stroking concerns of a second wave of coronavirus. Walmart is beginning a trial run of a store without cashiers. The retail giant's Fayetteville, Arkansas store will make the switch in an effort to see if it can speed up customer service and help keep human interaction down during the pandemic. Instead of cashiers, all checkouts will be self-serve. Now, there will be someone supervising those checkouts, though. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
It's good for both dogs and their owners to take frequent walks, but one such walk in Florida could have ended up much worse. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the details.
A Florida man fought off a 13-foot alligator to save his pet dog, Loki. Former Army Staff Sergeant Trent Tweddle and his dog are recovering after a morning walk turned into a nightmare.
The gator grabbed the dog by the front arm and dragged him into the water there. I grabbed the dog's collar to try to pull him back, and I ended up in a tug-of-war match with this gator, and the gator was not letting go, so I let go of the collar. And I got about knee-deep into the water and started pounding on the gator's head until he eventually let go.
A 911 supervisor who watched George Floyd's arrest as it happened 3 weeks ago in Minneapolis tried to get a police supervisor to respond to the scene. That's according to a recording of a phone conversation between the dispatcher and a supervisor.
320 over at Cup Foods.
Okay.
I don't know if they had used force or not. They got something out of the back of the squad, and all of them sat on this man. So I don't know if they needed you or not, but they haven't said anything to me yet.
The supervisor said he'd check in on the case, but didn't immediately respond to the scene. Floyd would later be pronounced dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.